The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, is actually for the Mishnah. We'll talk about the sugya today of Rov and Enhoch, but Mamar Achra Rov, that's a din by Rov. We follow Rov usually, but not by Mama. But the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says on Daf Chav Zayin, Amana, let's take a look. Let's say the Baal Hakad, the Baal Ha, the guy with the Kad leaves him, Shazam Barcha, Veniska, Baba Shavra, the din is his father. The breaker of the kad, the other mamazik is pacha, and that's a topic in and of itself for a long discussion. Discussing is it, why would an other mamazik be higher? Why would he pacha? When is he pacha? Is he ever pacha? Because there's another mission that says other murliolam be shogeg be mezik be known as be ratzon. So we'll have to leave that question to the side. The muzik ba balachov is chayiv benisko. But if the owner of the barrel is damaged, then the is chayiv benisko. But if the other is damaged, so maybe the Baal Habor is going to be chayiv. And there's a whole discussion that's worthwhile talking about in depth about Adam Hamazik and Bor Hamazik, and those are the two main sugyas. But there is a technical, small, little peripheral point that comes up in the Mishnah, which is the first Gemara. The Mishnah starts off calling the owner of the barrel a Baal Hakad, and then calls him a Baal Hachavis, which is surprising. Because why don't you just use the same word through and through? Why would you change your terminology from kad to chavis? And that's the first one I picked up with. Pasak b'chad is the name of chavis. We started with kad and we finished with chavis. One's a jug, one's a barrel. But why not just use the same terminology? It's only confusing to change terminology. What do you gain by changing the lashon of the Mishnah? So the Gemara gives several other examples of situations where it changes from one lashon to the other. It starts off talking accidents, which is the why or what not. And the Gemara says at the end of the day, skip down to the bottom of the page, four lines up for the first paragraph. In other words, if it's a place where people call a kad, and a chavis, and no one changes the language, no one in America or England calls a truck a car and a car a truck. They're two separate things. However, tzricha, deruba, karu, lakada, kada, ulachavisa, chavisa, vikanami, dekara, chavisa, kada, kada, chavisa. But the Mishnah's chiddush is that there's a situation where road people call this particular vehicle a van, a minivan, but some people call it a van, which can be confusing. So if I sell you a minivan, and if I sell you a van and I deliver a minivan, is that good enough? Can I walk away and say, hey, it's called a van? So if the majority call it a van, and the minority call it a minivan, I can, even though you paid $25,000 for the vehicle opposed to $20,000 for the vehicle, maybe $40,000 opposed to $35,000, depending on the quality of the car, of the automobile, nonetheless, I can say I follow the mir. Mao Dukam says, the Gemara, you would have thought Zil Basta Ruba. You would have thought we follow Rove, and since Rove people call this vehicle a minivan, I'd have to either refund your money or give you a van. I'd have to take care of it. Kimash Malan, the Ain Holchim the Mamon Achar HaRove. Since, we'll go back to the minivan case, back to the Kad and Chavis case, since even though I called it a Chavis, and some people call it a Kad, and some people call it a Kad a Chavis, at the end of the day, I can give you the inferior one, I give you the Kad, even though you paid more. Or if I give you the superior one first, if you the chavis first, you can just give me the money for the kad because you thought it was less money, etc., etc. You know, it goes both ways. And the point is, ain holding the mamun achar harov. I can't be motzi mamun with you based upon rov. Rov works for all sorts of halachas, like the three pieces of meat. And you know, two are kosher, one is straight. So say rubo kikula, we follow rov. Rov works in many areas, but it cannot be motzi mamun. Rov does not have the koach to be motzi mamun, and therefore, if it's a suffix, you say, I owe you $5,000 to give you an inferior car. I said, what are you talking about? I gave you the right car. This is what the deal we subscribed to. So what's the halacha? Halacha is, ain't holding the mamun achar harov. There's a similar case that goes a little bit later on. If I sell you an animal, if I sell you a shor, and it turns out it's a shor nadchan. That's a shor mu, and it killed three times, and now it has to be killed. So you're like, hey, wait up. I wanted to use this shor to plow my field. You sold it to me for, you know, now it has to be killed the next day. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm not sure more. I sold it to you for the meat. You can take the meat and enjoy it. whatever. I said to you, I said to you, not Luradia for purpose of use, but Lebisra for Basa. So the Gemara says, let's, the Gemara says, a little bit later on, it's in Baba Kama Daf Minhei, I think. The Gemara says, let's find out what the price is. The Gemara says, okay, because you can be in a viable situation, The Gemara says, no, it fluctuates in value. In other words, you cannot determine the price. You know, the meat market has been, has experienced tremendous, you know, I don't know, fluctuation of price. You know, again, maybe the dollar has sunk in again, is inflation. I don't know what there is in the world, but you can't figure it out from other things. The Gemara says, okay, follow the road. And again, the Gemara says, according to Rav, there's my quote, Rav and Shmuel. Whether that, what's the Shmuel do with our Gemara here, leave aside for a second, but we pass to my Rav over there. Again, Ein Hochim, B'mam, and Achar, Haro. And we have two straightforward situations where you cannot be motzi mammon based on a rove, even though rove would have made you victorious. It does not allow you to be motzi mammon, and that is Shita's Rav. Tosfos is bothered with Akasha over here in Bava Kama, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we're not going to look at the Gemara inside the whole discussion, but Yonatan and Avoshia is a whole, it's a worthwhile shtickle Torah to see. But we'll leave it to the side for right now. We're talking about the people who leave it right now. The person at the top of Chavzayim and Bezi has the cash. They go to the master, to the master, to the master, and then to the master. Frank Thompson says, are you ready? Tema. Ma tam ein hochem, the mamon achar harov. What's the reason why you don't say, hochem mamon achar harov? Leisi bakal vachom and medine nefashot, because I mean the parakam is Sanhedrin. There the Gemara learns out that even if you have a majority of Dayanim passing one way by dinin nefashos, we follow the majority. So too, we follow the majority by dinin mamonos. Rav Oshia Maisula b'kal v'chomer medinin nefashos. Ma dinin nefashos the chamir yam rachman is zilbas l'dinin mamonos. So call shekin. Dinin b'kal v'chomer, which teaches us just like dinin nefashos, we follow the majority. So too, by dinin mamonos, we follow the majority. And therefore, if two dayanim say the guy is innocent, the one says he's guilty, or the opposite. Two dayanim say the man is guilty, and one dayan says he's innocent. We follow the majority, even by dini mamonis, and will be motzi mamon based upon two dayanim. So there's Tosfos and Kasha. We got the stira. On one hand, you don't follow rove to be motzi mamon. You don't follow rove situations of how people sell the raja or the bisra. We say no from mamon after a rove. We don't follow the local vernacular of kat versus chavis. We don't care what people usually say, what they mean when they say kat and chavis. We don't follow rov. However, when it comes to dayanim, when it comes to mamonis, we do follow rov. Two dayanim is good enough. And if the dayanim, two dayanim say you're chayiv, you pet. Even if one dayan says you're chazer, you only have a rov. Apparently, you see from rov, motzi mamon based on rov. That's Tosfos and Kasha. Now, right away, there's already a great point you should notice right away, and you'll see in a second. Tosfos is going to answer this, but Tosfos and Hedge will answer differently for us to figure out whether or not the great point I'm hoping to make right now is true. What point should you make after you hear this, Kasha? Right away, initially. Yeah, correct. I mean, these robes are not synonymous. These are not parallel robes. Robe people sell a pad and mean it's a pad. Only a minority think it's a pad. Robe dayanim is not really the same thing. Well, the question is, why not? We want to figure out exactly how to distinguish the two. But as long as we believe that there really are two examples of rov, one being the dayanim, and one being the rov of kav / chavos, or radia / visra, as long as you believe that both rogues, they're all falling under the rubric of both rogues, I that first rogue, at the end of the day, here we follow rogue, the most mammon, here we know that Tosfos and Kasha. What we have to do is come up with something like a chilum. What's the difference between this rogue versus that rogue? And then you already start to start out with the recognition that a chilum is needed, which is point number one. But furthermore, what that chilum is, which is Diana somehow is different. He didn't fully articulate that, Tosfos will actually discuss it. Tosfos throws out one possibility, then rejects it, and you can have a second one. Take a look. Now, Fila Ruba, the lesser coming as in the beginning of the question, but Gadama Beresh Sarah Moran. There's two different types of robe. One is what's called robe at the Issa coming, one is what's called robe at the lesser coming. At the end of the day, Tosfos doesn't like to kill it, but Ruba the Issa coming means it's a robe mounted in front of you, and Ruba the lesser coming means it's not in front of you. Lamashal, Rubidil Lesa Kaman means robe people, sell animals, whatever purpose it is. That robe is not tangible, it's not in front of you. You can't look at it and say, look, I see a robe. It's just what robe people in the world do. Mashainking, Dayanim, there are three Dayanim right in front of you, I can take two out of three. If I have meat right in front of me, two out of three pieces. If there are nine stores and 10 stores in town and 9 Salkoshim, what's those grape feet? I can say, look, it's a Ruba de Isa coming, it's tangible. So Tosha suggests maybe that should be the killer. Maybe Ruba de Isa coming, you say, can be Motzi Mama. Ruba de Lesa coming cannot be Motzi Mama. Tosha rejects that possibility. Based upon the Gemara and Ben Sora, Merin, Daph, Sanhedrin, Daph, Sanhedrin, Daph, Samach, Desh, leave that possibility to the side for a second. We don't have a terrace, we don't have a Tosha second. It's a good Svara, but it's just not true based upon the Gemara and Sanhedrin. If anyone's interested, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shimon Shkup thinks the Rambam learned Pshat that way. Rav Shimon Shkup thinks the Rambam believes that Ruba de Isa Kaman can be Motzi Mamon, Ruba de Lesa Kaman cannot be Motzi Mamon. And that's one way of being Metaric, this Kashi, he can friend for the Sphere and Tosis based upon that board in the Rambam. And again, anytime, just on a separate point, methodologically speaking, anytime you ever come across a Rishon who says, maybe you should suggest point X and rejects it, or it says, Ain Lomar, Pshat X. You know what you should always do? Look around at other Rishonim and find people who are Yesh Lomar, Pshat X. And therefore, this chilik between Ruben the Isakam and Ruben the Lesakam, it's the Rambam chilik, exactly what he does with the Gemara and Sanhedrin on Samach Tes. We didn't even look at the Kasha properly. We're not going to look at it properly. It's time to end the Shin if we have time to. But leave it to the side right now. But it's just worthwhile to know, just because Tosis makes a suggestion and rejects it, doesn't mean that everyone rejects it. It's a worthwhile thing to think about. Nonetheless, Tosis carries on as follows. The Yeshlom, or rather, here's the chat. The Hasam Gabi Dayanim Shiny, the Choshev Muted, who could be Sha'ena? The Lechel Amemer Hasam, Uki Memona Bechet Gazmar, right? The Habesin Maskininet, Aval Gabi Sharma, Medika Muted Bechet Zaka, Loazin Abasa. What's Tosis' parents? Tosis writes that this was Tosin, Tosin Ravakama writes that there is a difference. Tosis writes that when it comes to Dayanim, when Dayanim paskin, how do they paskin? You know what Tosis said? Say what the Dayanim you want. What does Tosis say? From Yesh Lamer, the Hasan got a damn shiny, the Chosh of Miwa. The follow road, why?
There is no mean.
There is no mean. I, okay, half the time there's no mean. Look, there's two people saying one shot, and one person saying a smaller shot. What key letter, what is that? It's Kimi Sha'ena. What does that mean? The transformation. Yeah. In other words, we don't just suppress the minority opinion. What do we do? You can't slow down, you're obliterated, totally ignored. Rav Chaim Salvation explained the post of the very well known Rav Chaim. He explained that when Basin, Haskin Basin is more than a sum of its own parts. Basin is not to be Dayanim, Basin is a unit. There's an entity, an enterprise called Basin. Basin is not just three Dayanim Haskinim. Basin authors a statement, and it's exactly when the Supreme Court says something, it's not. It may have been a vote 4-3 or whatever it is, but at the end of the day, there's a unified, agreed upon, halakhically agreed upon, even if not every individual does, statement which is called based in Pesach. And therefore there is no mute. However, if there is a mute, i.e., in the case of over here, where some people call a cat a cup for the cup of cat, and some people sell for the visra, not for the radva, then they'll sell for the meat, because there is a minority, therefore what? Therefore, there is a mir, and when there is a mir, in other words, a robe no longer strong as the motzi, but the chazaka, because the chazaka, the fact that it's nitzva etzlacha, the fact that it's a mir reshus over here, the fact that you're holding on to it, and as the motzi chaver all of a raya, the robe is not enough to motzi that raya if there's a mir. And therefore, the chazaka plus a mir would be greater than the beat, the robe. How, and this is true by these type of rules. Rather than the cat. But the Dayanim, there is no mute, and therefore the robe needs a chazaka. Let me look like the grade on London back in the third grade. Remember? If that's in the valuable, they touch a grade of 5 and greater than 3. The robe is greater than the chazaka. The chazaka is greater than the chazaka.
If you look at Tosfos in Sanhedrin, there's a different halakha. And the machlok of Tosfos in Baba Kama is Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Abgimel of Eves, says as follows. Why not say, Ein Hochma Mamon Acharov, like Shmuel does in fact say? Why over here by dining, by Dayonim, are we going to with the robe? And why not by the case of the Bishra and the Rabbi case? That he talks one answer from had covered one of this and Raja, but essentially the same kasha. So the answer is the Ein Lomar. You cannot suggest this follow, but again, this time the Ein Lomar, you should look around some of you and say, Yesh, Mom, this is that the Rabbi. There would be a majority of them who would follow the road. In other words, the chiluk is not between Issa coming and Lesser coming light. Moses and Sanhedrin had to suggest either. Why not to have Nate, Perik, Sora, and Mora, and Master, the Cold Earth, the Lina, 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 the same Gemara Sanhedrin came from the spell on the board of Gemara. The other Gemara has an example of Ruben and Issa Kama, and nonetheless, we don't follow Ruben. I'm sorry. By dealing with Bushes, we follow Ruben all the way through by Ruben the Issa Kama and Ruben the Lesser Kama, and therefore the Kabbalah Chomer would stand true by both Ruben the Issa Kama and Ruben the Lesser Kama by dealing with Mamanus, and at the end of the day, based upon that Gemara Sanhedrin, you see that you cannot make such a distinction between the Issa Kama and the Lesser Kama, because the Kabbalah Chomer is true through and through. Again, at the end of the day, I don't want to spend too much on this. I said wrong the first time, I can't correct it the second time. At the end of the day, you cannot say that the Kabbalah Chomer is true through and through. Again, how the Rambam will learn in the course of Shemeshkaf, the question is that it's that or not. Here comes Tosfos, a different answer. Bitzar Koma, what's the tariff? How can we render this theory? Do we say, both the Mammon Asher are over, not by Zayon? We do say it, but by these cases we don't. Bitzar Koma, the Ruba, the Radia, Zavi, Loka, Shiki, Hana, Ruba, Hilka, Bosa, Chinen, Ha, Ruba, Dini, the Mammon. This is what we say here. The Tzarek Lomer, the Ruba, the Radia, Zavni, Lochash, Yihana, Ruba. What does that mean? Yeah? It's a weak rule. Methodologically speaking, just to point this out, at the end of the day, but I'll say it this way, anytime you have a stira, you have the role of Dayanu, we'll call this S, and you have another Gemara that says Y, the role of Radia slash Ad and Chavit. Anytime you have a stira, these dunmer hold in the mamon acharo. That's the big issue for now. And these are ain holding the mamon acharo. So it's the abbreviation for now. Rush the table. But we're stuck. What do we say? Holding or ain holding. So one can argue methodologically one of two ways. Either really is the hard fight. We are holding by Mamon Acharo. And why is the exception? It's a small little case, one case, or a small percentage of cases, or a unique situation. Essentially, this is really the halakha. This is an exception to the rule, or one can argue that Y is the rule, and X is the. In which way does Tosfos in Baba Kama say? Which way does Tosfos in Sanhedrin say? Tosfos in Baba Kama, which is the rule? What? Tosfos learns that, which Tosfos Baba Kama learns the rule. And this is a unique situation because there's no meal. And Tosfos Sanhedrin says that,
Ein Hafinami. Usually you are motzi mamon with rov, with the exception of this particular one of the Raj. Now we'll figure out why that's the exception. Let's work on that. And the last question I'll have to ask is the most fun of the finest components. In other words, why does Kosis in the head not like Kosis in the Kosis in the head not like the head? Which is methodologically speaking, there are two contradiction X versus Y. You need to X is right and Y is exception. Y is right where X is for exception. There is a third methodological possibility, which is not that there's a rule of exception, but there are two rules. Not that this is always right, this is sometimes, once in a while, or this is always right, this is different. But rather, there are two major categories. What potential two categories could you think of? Okay, now we had mentioned it already, which is Ruba the Isa Kama and Ruba the Lesa Kama. One could have argued that there are two different categories and two different rules. Not that there's a major rule and a one small exception, or a major rule and one small exception, but there are two major categories. Again, that's going to be the roundabout based on Rav Shimshka. We're not getting into that in detail now. But essentially, this is the two methodological ways to go. Any of the Lily Kosis Baba Kama who says, really the rule is that Rov cannot be Motzi, Rov cannot be Motzi Mama. But it's not a Rov, it's Mamish Kekula. If it's in a parts of a Rov, it's Ruvo Kekula, it's a Miu Kiman Kalesta, based in as an entity, as a unit, has to be. One way, so the whole base ambassador, of course that can be Motzi Mamon. Alternatively, Kosis in the head says, no, you cannot be Motzi Mamon. I'm sorry, you can always be Motzi Mamon. Rov can be Motzi Mamon many times. However, in a unique situation, like this Rov, which is not really Chashev Rov, this is the Kosis in the Rosh, Sarah Shalom is the Ruba Luraja Zavni Lo Chashev Tihana Ruba. This is not a real Rov, says Kosis, and therefore it's the exception to the rule. Now, if this is not a real rove, why not? What does Tosfos say? Why is it not a good rove? What does Tosfos say? Doesn't say anything. This is sweet. It's not a chashuv rove. The question is, why not? You should tell me why it's not a good rove. I thought it was a good rove. When I introduced it to everyone in the shiur, no one's like, hey, wait up, Rabbi, that's not a good rove. Even right now, can anyone figure out why it's not a good rove? Is it 60%? Is it? You know what I'm saying? Is it only 51%? Is that the case? Difficult to know. And does it make a difference? See, if you have 101 Dayanim and 51 Paskin Asher and 1 Paskin, 50 Paskin Mutter, let's just say you have a huge basement, whatever reason why, I don't know if you can do that. But like, whatever the case may be, it's just a lower statistical possibility. Is that really the case? It's difficult to imagine. Why is this less good of a rule? So the Shem Shmaita, you know the Shem Shmaita? So, if you'll speak in this one, one of them is known as the Shem Shmaita, as we've got that now. One is the Pesos, as we call them. And the third is a safer called the Avni Bilum, which is the Pesos is on Hoshe Mishpah. The Avni Bilum is on Ezer, but the Nene Melshim and Yushim and stuff like that. Shem Shmaita is 70%. There are rumors that each one of the Shem Brahmas is a favorite Shtekopola. And the big, huge subject of like, Ruba Rove and Hazaka and Sveiko. And then also, the Shem Brahma says, the whole person is getting married to take care of your wife, and it's so beautiful. And why would they buy them a straw? What the word Nemon mean? What the bias? And what's the straw? It's so hard, but supposedly, Yaakov's like, four part shots. And he says, the Shem Shmaitz explains, again, if it's coming up, explains over here, could be the shot is like this. There are two different types of rove. There's rove based upon, he breaks it down like this. It's funny, it's not the same. Shem Shmaita writes that there are different types of rove. If you look in the world, you find different types of rove. There's rove based upon Eva Ha'olam. For example, rove women give birth in the next 9 months. Rove, peep, rove. I don't know what else. That'd be a great example of a rove. There's another type of rove which is based upon minhag. Most people, when they say raja, they mean bishop. When they say kad, they mean kad and not father, so father and not kad. The Rishab Shemaita argues, based upon a race of institution and not good. There are no comments as well. Back in the right now. Because the Shem Shmaita, he shelves it over, carries it over to the subject, and he starts because all of his weaker, because why? He just has his weaker as a flame. But the after and after is a flame. Why? A, it can change. And B, I can say I'm part of the minority. I know that most people sell as a Raja, but I know myself why I sold it. I know myself why I bought it. So for those two reasons, A, you can change 50 years from now, the whole world can be looked at. That these days, most people sell Shvarim. But there's a good chance they sell it for meat these days. I got a lot more meat that's being eaten and produced than there are fields being plowed and cows. In other words, I'm just confused how it comes out of that. So it says, the Shem Shemaitz, robe that's a min ha'olam cannot be motzi mam. Robe that's based on teva can be motzi mamon, or any other robe for that matter. Anything but a minhag olam. And therefore, the Raj is weakened from the olam. Heves olam or dayan would be motzi mamon, and that's essentially the process that is ahead. And now the question becomes, I have two different chinuchim, both of them is chinuch, both of them about Messiah's chinuch, from the Havakana's chinuch, rather. When or when is not motzi, when is the robe motzi mamon, I'm going to show you one quick more methodological way of looking at this, which helps clarify, and then we'll kind of deal with what's behind this machlokes, which is really the lamasha section. Again, if you believe that dayanim and tihad are both robes, you have a stira, so what you have to do, either you have to say, this is not a robe, or you can say, this is not a robe. You follow that? So the Tosfos in Bava Kamma does is says what? Dayanim is not really a robe because it's greater than a robe, it's super robe, it's a majority, it's Kimishaina, it's commanded in the Vedas, Kimishaina. Alternatively, you can say, no, this is a regular robe, however, what? Correct. Well said. This is a rubbish robe. American translate. It's a garbage robe, it's a robe that's not good, it's a robe of Minhaga Olam. And now the question comes behind this Machlokes. Why does Tosfos in Sanhedrin not like Tosfos in Bava Kamma? And why are those about the common out of what's the one with you? What's the spot? The truth is, this is an important point as well. Any time the difference of machlokes that has developed, if the machlokes is the halacha mutter or us, or you have one machlokes for a swim? One guy says it's mutter, one guy says it's up. If you believe women are chayiv, or not, there's a possibility. Why are they chayiv? However, this is unique, because this is not an is X or is Y, but rather is A the right svara or is A the wrong svara, and number two is B the right svara or is B the wrong svara. So essentially, we need to figure out why Tosfos in Bava Kamma is right and he's wrong, and why Tosfos in Sanhedrin is right and wrong. When I say wrong, I mean to be fine by the other one. Meaning, is Tosfos in Bava Kamma's parrot correct? The answer is not close because Bava Kamma is Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Bava Kamma says it's a good tarot, Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it's a bad tarot. And is Tosfos in Sanhedrin right? The answer is, Tosfos in Sanhedrin says yes. And Tosfos in Bava Kamma says wrong. And if you're interested in the rabbi, they're both wrong. It's important that you've gotten it, but to figure out what's the svara to learn like Tosfos in Bava Kamma, and what's the svara not to learn that way? What's the svara to learn Tosfos in Sanhedrin, what's the svara not to learn that way? You with me? And the truth is, if I had more time, I'd show you how both of these two Tosfos jump out of the Gemara. Jumps off the words, the text is interesting. That time again, I'll show it to you. But the textually reads into the Gemara as well. Okay. Let's start this way. Tell us another comment right or wrong. So I would say he's right. Can you explain that a little bit about our time, which is that there is a robe, it's not really a robe, it's not just like call, it's like everyone. It's like Mamish, not just a minority that was suppressed, but it's Mishinino. The enterprise, the entity of Mason essentially agreed unanimously, even though there were individuals who disagreed, eventually, a lot of you that the enterprise of Mason unanimously said, Kaya, Zakai, Pata, whatever he said. Is that, that's what we're trying to do. So what's the chat post to say? In fact, I just want to comment on that one. What is supposed to do with them here? Actually, look at me there. Hey, are you with me?
Yep.
Sure. Are you with me? Why would Tosfos in Sanhedrin disagree with Tosfos in Sanhedrin? It's 12 o'clock already?
No, we didn't do it early.
It's okay. That's 12 o'clock. I'm going to explain what you're doing. Why would Tosis and Sanhedrin not like this scar that Rav Chaya used to explain Tosis in Baba Kama? What does the Peter suggest differently? No? Yeah?
I'm talking about Kama Lord Sanhedrin. The whole point of this thing behind Dayan is to hold up, or not, when you hear the data from Kama.
That's Tosis and Baba Kama. At the end of the day, based in Haskin and Swatcher. So where's Tosis and Sanhedrin? He doesn't hold it at it. Kama doesn't think of that killing. He doesn't need that kill. What do you need to check? But rather what? Correct. Based on our three judges, based on our three people, and two say yes, and one says no, that's a rogue with a meal. So just on a methodological note, any time you ever have three dayonim, or the number of three, you should add, how much are the, any time you have three people making up a group, for any amount of number making a group of groups, you should always ask yourself, do I look at the group or do I look at the number of individual parts? This is a hakir that comes up all the time in learning. What's a great example of it? The famous one? Well, not bad. The good one, not bad. It's not the most famous one, but it works just as well. The most famous example of, like, you know, all the different parts, they link to one unit or all different parts. Well?
We are
true. I don't know what you said. Well? The biggest one is Shavuos. Do we say that there are 49 different mitzvos each night to count Sphira one night, the second night, 49 different mitzvos, or do we say there's one major mitzvah with 49 different parts? That's the famous Hakira that the Prima Gudim has to explain how close to the Shonen, the major half of the forget one night, did he count there or not? That's like how the most close to half of the Lysa, you know, God counted, so we're not sure to do so. Count, we're counting out of rock, out of stakes, and count it all four times. This question comes up all the time. Well, why did I correct it? The Dalit meaning. What's the answer? Two meaning without now and two meaning later. Are you also in the midst of Dalit meaning? What's the answer?
Okay.
Yeah, between? Yeah? Machlok is close to the Baha'i. In the Sukkot, that's one and a half. Machlok is the list of two meaning now and two meaning later. Because is it one entity, one aggregate, one unit of Dalit meaning? Or no, there are four different meanings as long as you get them done. Similarly, they ask by Kriya Shema Shal Erev, Kriya Shema Shal Boker, the one mitzvah with two parts, the two separate mitzvahs, Machlok, Zahar, and Ramah. Karpin Tamash Shal Shachar, Kamash Tamash Shal Ben Har Vayim, one mitzvah with two parts, two separate mitzvahs, Machlok, Zahar, and Ramah. Spill and Shal Yad, Spill and Shal Rod, one mitzvah with two parts, two separate mitzvahs, Machlok, Zahar, and Ramah. The Ravacham had a discussion of Megillah Balayla and Megillah Balayom is one mitzvah with two parts, or is it two independent mitzvahs? The Ravacham has two not giving this to the Shaila. Number one is you make a Shech Yom by day, and that's an Achlokas to the Rambam versus those folks who suggest, according to the Rambam, you don't make a Shech Yom anyway, because it's just a Hemshech of the mitzvah. However, if you believe that it's a brand new mitzvah, you make a new Shech Yom. That's not the only way of learning this Achlokas, Rambam versus Megillah Balayom, but it's not the Ravacham. And the Rebbe says there's a second from that to me, which is that the Beresham Machos and the Yushalmi, which is the person converts Purim morning versus the guy in the morning of Purim is the guy of the deal of that day. One day Yushalmi says yes, one day it says no. Why would you say yes? Because it's the seven mitzvahs. Why would you say no? Because it's one mitzvah. You didn't capture last night. The Shafachi you kicked the last night when you were a Christian. Oh, we got to convert Purim morning? I don't know. We looked at the party last night. Like, wait a minute. We do a mad party. You know, like, why not, right? In any event, same type of thing over here. Are they three independent dayanim, or is there one unit? If there's one unit, I understand Tosfos and Baba Kama, the unit has to be one way. If there's three different dayanim, then there is a miyut, and you cannot make such a choice. And that's the lumbus over here. That's one hakir, which may be Mazda's Machlokas. There's another hakir, which is what's behind the Machlokas, whether that Tosfos and Sanhedrin is correct or not. I want to compare it to that. Why would Tosfos and Sanhedrin be right? Because that's the Shem Shmaitz in the house, right? So the Shem Shmaitz is the guy who says there's a chiluk between Minhag Olam versus all sorts of other. I'm sorry, Minhag Olam, a robe based on Minhag, and other robe. Any other robe in the world can be Motzi Mam, the robe of Minhag and not. So Rov of Minhag, everyone agrees, definitely cannot. The question is, right, for a Rov of Minhag cannot be Motzi Mam. Let's not depose. What about a Rov that's not based on Minhag?
whether the robe of Teva, I mean, not the Bayonim Shach, the robe of Teva, could that be Motzi Mamo? What's the answer? What? According to Tosfos, most Mamo. Yeah, there's an unbelievable Kiddush that you can be Motzi Mamo based on a non Minhag HaOlam robe, i.e. Teva. According to Tosfos, the Baba Kama can robe be Motzi Mamo, the answer is never, unless there's no Mir. But this has a Mir, therefore, this is goof for the Mount Logos between Tosfos and Baba Kama and the Baba Sanhedrin. According to Tosfos and Baba Kama, this can be Motzi Mamo. No, sorry. It can't be Eino Motzi Mamo. And those of the Sanhedrin believe it can be Motzi Mamo. It's just that the Raja cannot. What's behind this map, focus?
Yeah, but I have a question. Why do those of the Sanhedrin think that the Raja is not part of Tavaro?
I don't know if he does. I don't know if he does. The Shev Shmaita just says, Min HaGol versus others. Lachar, the standard of the thing we may have with Teva. I don't think Dayan fall under this particular category, they fall under the larger category of Dayan that are not under Minhag. Again, Tosfos and Sanhedrin blush is not that this can be Motzi Mamo, but rather it's not for this group that cannot be. In other words, the Teva group and the other group and the number of Dayan group, they all can be Motzi. It's not for the Minhag Olam group that cannot. The group for the Machlokes, the second area of debate between Tosfos and Sanhedrin, the fellow Kama, it's not just whether or not Dayanim have based them to keep high status, but rather what? Also, does Teva Ha'olam a robe that's based on Teva Ha'olam can be Motzi Mamo or not? So, what would you suggest? Yes or no? I wish you could make more sense of those plans. Can you go? Okay,
Teva Ha'olam is for
that. That's why it can be Motzi.
Yeah,
one is more, with me? It's an argument about how much strength does a standard robe have. So I'd like to make a suggestion. Scholars, being that I'm short on time, I'll just give a close to have. I'm going to quickly, so not quickly as usual, but quickly as well. I don't want to get the point out, it's an important one. There are two ways of understanding how a robe works. What is robe? Why do we follow robe? One shot is we have no idea what to do. It's total suffering. We don't know if you meant Laraja or Levisha. We don't know if you meant Lepad or Lepha. We just don't know. We don't have a majority. No one agrees with the suffering. We'll live with the suffering. Know what the answer is? We don't have to do the say, okay, let's just make up stop. Based on Rome, why? Because we got nothing better. We got to have to do something. So we'll say that Rome, it's a way to be knowing. We don't really know the answer. Alternatively, one can suggest, and based upon the people, we're being bombarded with the truth. We're suggesting that what? Yeah, we're suggesting that based upon this robe, we'll assume Halach will take into account the halachic reality. Just like if Adam come along with a Ruben Kol Shimon, basically didn't fear it, but if Adam said it's there for what? It's a Bureau of the Matthias, we assume what's going on. So I assume Shah would be as follows. If you believe that this type of robe is a viewer that potentially is strong enough, even if you won't see Mamo. If you believe it's not Haga, then it can't. Or in other words, Tosfos in Baba Kama believes that all robes are Hanhagos. And therefore, it never goes to Mamo. Tosfos in Sanhedrin is Mechadish, that there are two different types of robes. A robe of Minhag Olam, that's not Haga. Because it's not really Navarre in the city. I have no idea what you yourself actually want. Because you could always be the exception to the rule. You could always, things could change. You can't know for sure. It's just the best thing we got. But if it's a robe that exists throughout time, time in, time out, if it's above time, there's a good reason. There's a good chance that that robe is a, and it really, it can tell me much more about the facts on the ground, much more about the Messias. It's a robe based upon, it's Navarre, and it tells me what you can do going on. And such a robe is strong enough to be Motzi Mamo. Just
quickly summarize what we saw. We saw two Gemaras that seem to contradict as to whether or not Rove can be Motzi Mamon or not. One is about Dayanim, and it's indicative, it indicates that you can be Motzi Mamon. There's another Gemara in, two Gemaras, one in Baba Kama, both in Baba Kama, one on Das Chav, Zion, and one on Men Hey. Both are indicative of the fact that you can Mamon cannot be Motzi Mamon. It's a very shame, Motzi Mamon, a Rove cannot be Motzi Mamon. And Hosea Mamon, not for a Rove. Now the question is, why yes, why no, or more importantly, when yes and when no? And one can argue, usually you are Motzi Mamon by Rove, but Laraj is a weak Rove. Or really, you're not Motzi Mamon by Rove, but Dayanim is super strong. Alternatively, you can say the truth of miles of Rove, and now it's the Rambam. What's the Svar to suggest, like Tosafot and Sanhedrin are rejected, when that's accepted by Shem Shmaita? What's the Svar to accept or reject Tosafot and Baba Kama, whether or not you accept the Chaim Svar? We'll stop here.